The truth is, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done. Now, that couldn't be true. I mean, that just couldn't be true. That's got to be a misprint. How did I miss something that powerful all those years? How could I have gone to church and never even remember seeing that? Jack, did you have the same problem I did? Yeah. Just look at this. The truth is, anyone who believes in me, is there anybody in here who believes in Jesus today? Amen. If you believe in Jesus, hold up your hand. I mean, hold up that hand. Let the Lord know, Lord, look down here. I believe you. I love you. Lord, I want you to know I believe in you today. We don't want to be, you know, not willing to hold our hand up. We want him to know we're his child, right? He says, the truth is, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done. Now, what did Jesus do? Boy, I mean, did he raise the dead? Did he control the storms? Did he heal the sick? Did he cleanse the lepers? The king said, if we believe, we can do those same things. And look what else he said. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done and even greater works because I'm going to be with the Father. Well, I'm going to tell you, at least four times a week, I teach the Word of God on a Christian television network that is available to be received in about 90% of the world. But it's only a couple of weeks off. Cheryl and I's going to Oslo, Norway. I think it's a Monday morning when we leave, a week after next or whatever it is. We're going to fly. We've been invited to come to Oslo, Norway to speak, teach in the morning on live television and again in the evening on live television for 7 days. Now, eight days. We're going to be there 8 days. I'm going to be teaching his word that pertains to healing on a network that is available to all of Europe. You know, it's unbelievable almost if you live in that realm of unbelief to think, how could God take a little insignificant nobody like me and take me over there and let me teach the world of Europe about his healing power? Well, now, how can he do that? It's real easy. He's God. And that's the way to look at that? All he asked me to do is say, Lord, here I am. I make myself available. I'll die to self, and you just send me over there, set me down on that set, and I'll tell you, just to show you how God can work. Here, not this last time, but a couple of times back, we were getting ready to go to GLC. And Cheryl said, what are you going to teach on this time? I said, I don't know. I'm trying to get it together. Well, about a week before we go, she said, well, I said, I still don't know what I'm going to teach on. She said, well, you better get busy. You got 15, 30-minute television shows to make. I said, okay, Lord, this is getting serious. You're going to have to give me something. It comes down to the day, and we go out here to get in the airplane. She said, what are you going to teach on? I said, I don't know. So we get out there and get on the set, and she walks up and said, they want a title. What are you going to teach on? I said, okay, Lord, it's down to the wire. I got to have a title. And he gave me a title. And I taught 15, 30-minute shows in the next day and a half without a single glitch and without a single outline. Now, what can God do? You make yourself available to the king, and he can do anything. All you got to do is say, Lord, here am I. Use me. And he'll do it. He'll do it. So let's go to verse 13. If we see this powerful thing in John 14, 12, let's go to verse 13 and 14 and see what he follows it up with. You can ask for anything in my name. Lord, when I go to Oslo, I ask you to fill me with the Holy Spirit and ask you to speak out of my mouth and ask you to have an anointing upon me that's going to touch every human being that listens to those programs. I don't care how many times they listen to them or how far in the future they replay them. I ask you to do great and mighty works. Now, how many times in my life have I heard somebody say, I turned on the TV at 3 o'clock in the morning and there was a preacher and he said, you know, you're sitting on a table and you got your Bible in your hand and you're looking for a question about healing of the knee. And the guy says, oh my gosh, that's me. That's got to have been recorded weeks or months ago. Now, how can God do that? And he said, right now the Lord says to tell me, you're healed. And all of a sudden the guy's pain goes away and he gets healed. Now, can God do that? He knows the beginning from the end, the future, everything. He knows everywhere. He knows everywhere everybody's going to be. He is awesome. And all you got to do is say, Lord, here am I. Use me for your glory. You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it. Because the works of the Son brings glory to the Father. Yes, ask anything in my name, and I will do it. Well, Lord, right now, I want to ask you upon those statements, I want to ask you, Lord, to do a mighty work with the government in the United States of America. I ask you to touch every one of these men and women that's up there trying to rule this country. I ask you to bring every one of them into knowledge about you and who you are. And Lord, I ask you to save every one of them that's lost, fill them all with the Holy Ghost, and may America one more time become a God-fearing nation, a nation that'll serve you. And Lord, all the homosexuals, all the perverted people, all the abortionists, all the people that's not walking in obedience to your word, I ask the Holy Ghost to fall upon those people and convict them of sin and bring them all into the kingdom of God and save them all in Jesus' name. Now, how do we fight our battles? Just like that. Yes, ask anything in my name and I will do it. In the heavenlies, we set the angels and the spirit in motion right then when we were all praying with our hands up. You know that? God heard that prayer and he's moving to do something. I don't know what he'll do, but he'll do something, I can assure you. You know, there may be somebody up there, some man or some woman that didn't want nothing to do with Jesus. He may be mopping the floor up with them right now, confessing their sin. I've seen him do that. Just like the story about Isaiah Reed back there, if you've watched his testimony, whenever Isaiah was that wicked pimp. I mean, oh gosh, you know, that guy's a druggie. I mean, if it's wrong, he done it. And then whenever God spoke to him and said, how about you, Isaiah? What are you going to do with your life? And he said, who's talking to me? He said, Isaiah, it's God. I don't believe in you, God. Now, isn't that something? God's talking to him and he's telling him, I don't believe in you. He said, there ain't nobody can save me. I'm too wicked. He says, why don't you ask me? Okay, God, you the man. You know, he's a black man, so I like the way he said, okay, God, you the man. I mean, I've listened to that tape. You the man. If you can do anything with me, do it. And the next thing Isaiah Reed knows, he's on the floor crying, mopping up the floor with his tears, and God's delivering him, setting him free. And now that man is a man of God out there teaching the word of God. I mean, God changed him. Has anybody in here seen Isaiah Reed's testimony? It's touching, isn't it? I mean, that gave me a whole new idea of what God's grace is. I'm telling you, it's awesome. But that's God. That's his mercy. Verse 15 and 16. If you love me. If you love me, obey me. Now, he's got a lot of rules in this book for both men and women. And there's not a whole lot of men or women that I know that obey him. And I think that's why we have all the problem we have in the church. Because he said, if, isn't that a big word? If you love me, obey me. Obey my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor, who will never leave you. So if you obey him and worship him, who's going to send the Holy Ghost? Jesus is going to send the Holy Ghost to you if you obey him. Verse 17 and 18. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. Where do we get all this revelation from? From God. I mean, when we love him and serve him, the Holy Spirit is the one that tells you. I mean, it's amazing how when you ask God, Lord, talk to me. Now, he may not start off talking to you in an audible voice. But I told this story the other day about this guy that was at the teaching on how to hear the voice of God. And on the way home, he's praying, oh, God, I want to hear your voice. Lord, please talk to me. And he said, I'm thanking him for talking to me. And I'm driving down the road and all of a sudden this thought comes to my mind. Well, stop into the grocery store and get a gallon of milk. He said, I don't need a gallon of milk. Don't that sound just like you and me? God tells you to stop and get a gallon of milk, and you're arguing with him. Now, I know none of y'all ever done that, but me, I've argued with him lots of times in my life. And Kim over there held her hand up. She's argued with him a few times, too. She knows what I'm talking about. But he goes by the grocery store, and that thought comes to his mind again. You need a gallon of milk. He said, well, maybe I do have, I think I got at least a half a gallon at home, but maybe I do need some milk. So he said, I turned around and went back up there and bought a gallon of milk. He said, I set it down the seat beside me, and I'm driving down the road, and he says, turn right on Elm Street. Turn right, I don't know anybody that lives down Elm Street. I ain't going to turn right on Elm Street. So he goes right on by. Now, he's praying and asking God to use him, and God's telling him what to do, and he ain't paying attention. So he drives down the road a little way, and that thought comes back. I said, turn right on Elm Street. Okay, he said, I don't know why this impulse is so hard, okay. So he turns around, goes back up there, and he turns down Elm Street. He said, I must be losing my mind. Why am I driving down Elm Street? Now, does God have trouble talking to us? He has trouble getting through to us, doesn't he? Well, he's driving down the road. He drives down there 3 or 4 miles. He said, what am I doing down here? And all of a sudden, that little thought comes back. And stop in that apartment complex and go to door 306. Lord, it's 10:30 at night. I mean, anybody in that apartment complex, they're going to be in bed. They'd be mad if I woke them up at 10:30 at night. It says, pull over and go to door number 306. So he pulls over to the side of the curb, and he walks up to, and he finds 306, and he knocks on the door. And when he does, he hears somebody say, yes, what do you want? He said, oh, my gosh, the guy's going to kill me. And he turns to run, and the guy gets to the front door. He said, what do you need, sir? He said, I know you ain't going to believe this, but I believe God sent me to your house. He said, do you need a gallon of milk? A gallon of milk. He said, we've been in there praying. I lost my job. We got a little baby, and we have no milk. And we've been praying, God, please send us some milk for our baby. He said, oh, my gosh, that really was God. All the time, it really was God. He goes out in the truck, gets a gallon of milk, comes up. He sets it in the man's hands, and the man runs in, and his wife warms some of it up right quick to feed the baby. He reaches in his back pocket. He opens his billfold up, and he said, okay, I got $400, and he hands every penny to the guy and says, here, I'll get some more. I got a job. You ain't got one, but you need it. Is the guy hearing God now?
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue with the teaching tomorrow. If you would like to have this or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching in its entirety on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.